Is Endurance Gold having fire problems this year at Reliance?
Endurance Gold does not have that problem this year. What we do have is a market that's spooked in general. Now, on July 8th, they started drilling at the Reliance project, and this week, on August 13th, they reported that they had drilled five holes representing 1,854 meters out of a planned 10,000-meter program, and they were on the sixth hole, and these are all in the Imperial Zone, and the next thing that they were going to do was move the rig upslope and start drilling this 400-meter gap between the Imperial and the Eagle Zones within this 1,500-meter-long Royal Treasure Shear Corridor that has intense iron carbonate alteration, and so far, very good mineralization, gold mineralization. This is a gold play. And the market kind of just shrugged and said, oh, is this all you've accomplished? And it's already sort of mid-August, and the stock kind of did nothing. But it has started to creep up because the company's disclosures are really good in terms of like the graphics it provides to help the market understand what do they already know about this system and what do they still hope to learn with the drill program that they have underway. Now, the Reliance project has been described as an epizonal orogenic system, and that's the same kind as the nearby 5 million ounce high grade Braylorn deposit, but because of the presence of antimony, they know that it is much higher within that orogenic system than at Braylorn. And the mineralization is also in a different type of structural form than at Braylorn, where it is in these high-grade veins that once you find them, it's relatively easy to drill them off. And in fact, what they've got there now, analogies have been made to the Fosterville system in Australia, which turned Kirkland Lake into an absolute winner when they finally figured out how all the high-grade gold hung together and helped make Eric Sprott a billionaire. So, but this stock, Endurance Gold, it has kind of just sort of slumped, done nothing. In fact, it was so bad that Richard Gilliam, the largest shareholder of the company, said, screw this stupid market. He wrote a $4 million check in May at 20 cents, which was at a premium to the market, and only asked for a half warrant at 32 cents. So that gave the company enough money with still a cushion in case the markets continue to be bad to do this 10,000-meter drill program. But there are two reasons why the market continues to disrespect the Reliance project. I mean, they have 86 RC holes into it already, 82 core holes. The RC holes are relatively shallow. The core holes are deeper. Many of them have high-grade mineralization, but the high-grade tends to be below 1 ounce per ton. It does not have the flashy multi-ounce intersections that the Fosterville system has, or even what newfound gold is chasing in Newfoundland. And in order to actually get that, you need very closely spaced drilling. And given the relatively low market value, raising $50 million for close spaced drilling just isn't an option. The other problem with the situation now is that the market, people like myself, what we've seen so far, the mineralization within this corridor looks like it's the bars within the scaffolding that you put up next to a building when you're painting it or redoing the walls. And so that makes it really difficult to do back-of-the-envelope type of tonnage estimates. So whenever there's another new high-grade hole, the market just kind of shrugs, well, we don't know how that changes it because we don't have a base understanding. And again, you need more detailed drilling in order to sort of understand what the geometry is and to see what additional intersections mean for the tonnage footprint. Now, last year was supposed to be the turning point, supposed to be a major program, but the company lost 2 months because of the bad forest fires in the Brelon region. And they got some strike extension drilling done on the Eagle Zone, and then they moved down to the Imperial Zone. They were going to go back and start drilling the deeper holes into the Eagle Zone. And what the market really wants to see is that, okay, you have this epizonal orogenic system, you're very high in it, somewhere deeper you hope to find the Brelon-style vein structures that are going to be high-grade and that may have better continuity that you can chase. So drill those deep holes and show us these are there, or at least at what depth they are there, so that we can start dreaming that all this takes is more money and drilling to finally deliver an underground mineable resource, perhaps with an open pit at the top. But because of the forest fires, they never got around to that deeper drilling. So I was a bit surprised this year that they started at the bottom of the slope where the Imperial Zone. The Imperial Zone is only a couple hundred meters of strike. And so they've been chasing that down plunge. And when they put out the press release, they indicated that all of the holes had hit mineralization. They didn't give any visual descriptions, which kind of are meaningless because this is all sulfide. You can't see the gold. You need assays to figure out what the gold grade is. And they didn't give intervals or anything. So we'll find out maybe in the second half of September what this graded. But even those results are not going to move the needle. But when I talked to Robert Boyd the other day, the CEO, he was quite upbeat. And one of the things that I sensed was that they're really starting to understand the geometry better, the plunge of the system. When you look at the longitudinal section that they've put into their corporate presentation, you can see that upslope of the Eagle Zone where they started drilling down the plunge. The holes are kind of like no good below whatever grade they want to be significant. It's all little black dots. But when you go downslope, it's basically untested, and they've helpfully showed what they think now is the plunge of the system, of the Imperial system and of the Eagle system. And the goal this year is to test this part where they now think it's plunging. So based on what wasn't accomplished last year and what was disappointing, they now have a better understanding. But the next step is interesting. In order to drill the deeper part of the Eagle and the Imperial, they had to build a network of roads to the northwest of the shear zone, and that means drilling through the post-mineral cover rocks, and this hole has to zigzag all the way up to the Eagle zone, and so it goes past this 400 meter gap between Imperial and Eagle, and this gap has never been drilled because, frankly, there's nothing exciting at surface. But one of the things that Robert said that really resonated with me was that they now believe the entire core to all the mineralization, what's at Imperial, what's at Eagle, it's all the same system. So the way these scaffolding type things work, you don't have to have this vertical continuity. So it could be that this 400 meter gap, what happens to be exposed at surface, is simply an unmineralized portion. So after the sixth hole is done, they are moving the rig into the gap where the roads now zigzag past, and they're going to drill several holes there. And if we do get a press release saying they have encountered mineralization, that will move the needle because that means there is continuity, structural continuity of the mineralized zones between the Imperial and the Eagle zones. And because they're only using one rig, and upslope, you have a shorter drilling season because when winter comes, the snow, of course, starts higher and comes down. They're going to move the rig to the Eagle Zone and start drilling there. And they'll do this, whether they get interesting mineralization or nothing at all in the gap, they'll move it there because that's what the market is waiting for. They're waiting for those deeper downplunge holes in the Eagle Zone to see what happens as you chase this deeper. Now, they've only got a couple thousand meters done out of a 10,000 meter program, and you ask yourself, well, what are they going to accomplish with one rig if it took them almost 6 weeks to get 2,000 meters done? Well, they do have the option and the money to add a second rig to the program. And they'll spend a couple of weeks, I think, on the gap. And while they wait for assays and that, September, October, they'll be working on the Eagle Zone. And if the gap also comes through, then they'll probably get a second rig and start chasing that also, because the roads are now in place to chase this system deeper. And they've been working on this for 20 years and have always had to drill from the footwall side of the system, and the system dips to the southwest. So this was kind of drilling at the wrong angle. Now the road network's in place for them to access the system on a reasonable perpendicular angle. So I think that the stock has started to creep up. I don't know whether that's because investors are starting to understand that we're finally in the zone where game-changing results could happen, or whether they're finally starting to look at the price of gold and say, why doesn't gold go back below $2,400? Why doesn't it go back below $2,000? Why does it keep hanging up here? It could be a combination of that. The markets have been better in the past few days. So we'll see if we are at a turning point for this negative bear market with regard to Resource Juniors and Endurance Gold, PJX. They are both excellent discovery exploration juniors to surprise on the upside with what they're doing over the next 2 to 3 months.